The year was 2014, and Hillary Clinton seemed unstoppable. With her impressive resume spanning First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State, she had methodically prepared for her second presidential run for 6 years. The Clintons had constructed a formidable political machine, rewarding allies and punishing enemies. Yet beneath this veneer of inevitability lurked a fundamental problem. Hillary struggled to articulate why she wanted the presidency. This lack of clear vision would combine with internal fighting, strategic errors, and external forces to create what her team ruefully called their campaign mantra, "We're not allowed to have nice things." Hillary's 2016 campaign faced a structural paradox. Those closest to her didn't understand politics, while political professionals didn't know her well. This created constant power struggles between trusted aides trying to prove their political acumen and campaign veterans jockeying for closer access. When speechwriter Dan Schwerin struggled to craft a compelling vision for her Roosevelt Island campaign kickoff, the campaign recruited Obama's wordsmith Jon Favreau, who eventually quit in frustration, delivering a parting assessment that the speech lacked a central rationale for her candidacy. As one aide bluntly observed, "I would have had a reason for running, or I wouldn't have run." Robbie Mook, Hillary's campaign manager, established his reputation with his unflinching advice to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, "Clean House." Despite his boyish appearance, he navigated Washington power dynamics with remarkable skill. Hillary selected Mook over Obama campaign veteran Jen O'Malley Dillon because his evidence-based, cost-conscious approach aligned with her preferences after her expensive 2008 campaign. Mook's hub-and-spokes management style centralized visibility while he filled leadership positions with loyalists from his Mook mafia. He marginalized the grassroots super PAC ready for Hillary, despite Clinton's directive, "Every single one of them gets a job." This conflict highlighted the tension between professional operatives, mercenaries like Mook, and true believers, missionaries like Ready for Hillary's Adam Parkamenko. By distributing power broadly without establishing clear authority, Hillary created an environment where infighting flourished and no one effectively managed the operation, all while Bernie Sanders quietly prepared his insurgent campaign that would cast Hillary as the establishment symbol. Years before her private email server became a campaign issue, Hillary had experienced digital snooping firsthand. After her 2008 defeat, she had an aide monitor internal communications on the campaign server, giving her personal insight into digital vulnerability. When the private server story broke in March 2015, she dismissed it as choppy waters. Her team initially considered joking about the issue, and Hillary delayed addressing it publicly, revealing her inability to reconcile her conflicting roles. No response could be politically viable, legally sound, and truthful simultaneously. When Hillary finally addressed reporters on March 10, she made false statements, including claiming she never sent or received classified information through her private server. The scandal dominated her campaign for 20 months, reviving the Benghazi committee and triggering multiple investigations. Meanwhile, she strategically blocked Joe Biden from entering the race by securing donors, endorsements, and advisors. In early fall 2015, Hillary's campaign faced criticism when the New York Times exposed their strategy to show more humor and heart, appearing inauthentic. Clinton rebounded through media appearances, notably playing Val the bartender on Saturday Night Live opposite Kate McKinnon's Hillary impersonation. As Biden considered entering the race, Clinton strategically opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. In the first Democratic debate, she positioned herself as a progressive who likes to get things done, while portraying Sanders as unrealistic. Her breakthrough came when Sanders declared, "The American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails," shifting focus from controversy to policy. Clinton's debate performance narrowed Biden's path, and on October 21, he declined to run. The next day, Hillary displayed remarkable composure during 11 hours of Benghazi testimony, while Republicans appeared desperate. Conservative commentator John Podoritz noted that Congressman Pompeo's ineffective questioning was practically helping her campaign. This October combination, SNL appearance, debate performance, Biden's withdrawal, and Benghazi testimony finally gave Hillary momentum heading into the primaries. Hillary struggled to connect with voters despite being warm in private settings. She shared her mother Dorothy's story to explain her toughness and highlight her gender, but couldn't understand why working-class whites weren't supporting her as they had in 2008. While she focused on social justice for minorities, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump resonated with white workers through populist anti-trait messages. After Sanders' New Hampshire victory, Hillary lost patience with her campaign leadership. She elevated Jake Sullivan to de facto chief strategist, demoted Joel Benison, and installed Minion Moore to oversee MOOC, clear signs of her frustration with the campaign's failure to counter Sanders' anti-establishment appeal. Hillary's team mastered the delegate math, roughly 700 superdelegates and 4,000-plus proportionally distributed pledge delegates. Her decisive South Carolina victory, winning by nearly 50 points, demonstrated her crucial strength with black voters. On Super Tuesday, she dominated southern states, building a 150-delegate lead that secured her nomination path despite Sanders' continued victories in predominantly white states. As Trump secured the Republican nomination, Hillary's campaign grew confident, relying on the Democratic blue wall of 18 states that had consistently voted Democratic since 1992. MOOC's operation prioritized analytics over traditional political persuasion, using voter scoring systems to determine resource allocation and dictate everything from staffing to Hillary's travel schedule. Hillary misread the populist mood sweeping America and the world, despite Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg warning Podesta that, with Trump and Cruz attacking crony capitalism, do not assume we own reform, Hillary never put forward an ethics agenda, ignoring the rise of right-wing populism evident in Brexit and nationalist movements across Europe. Bill Clinton grew frustrated with the campaign's data-first approach. When he reported feedback from events, MOOC consistently dismissed it. The data run counter to your anecdotes. Unlike Bill, who valued individual voter interactions, Hillary avoided unscripted encounters, keeping herself in elite circles and out of touch with voters. On October 7, three major stories broke: confirmation of Russia's role in the DNC cyber attacks, Trump's Access Hollywood tape, and WikiLeaks' release of John Podesta's emails. While the Access Hollywood tape initially dominated headlines, the WikiLeaks dump proved most damaging, creating weeks of negative coverage that undermined Hillary's trustworthiness. The steady drip of emails distracted from Hillary's message, with voters conflating WikiLeaks' releases with her State Department email scandal. Despite warnings from DNC chairwoman Donna Brazile about swing state operations and troubling signs from Florida phone banking, campaign staff remained confident in their data. Hillary conceded at 2:30 a.m. on election night despite protests. When Fox News called Wisconsin for Trump, Megyn Kelly declared, "There goes her blue wall, the Democratic stronghold since 1992. The campaign's analytics team had completely missed the populist wave carrying Trump to victory. Hillary's campaign ultimately failed through unclear purpose, internal divisions, and disconnection from the electorate's mood. Their data-driven approach failed to hear the voices crying for change, proving algorithms cannot replace authentic connection.